Well, hello and welcome to our first call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. Thank you for joining me. This is the first class that I've taught on this book, and I'm really excited to dive into it. So again, thank you for joining me for this adventure. So when I picked this book up and deciding, you know, trying to decide whether I wanted to present a class based on it, I hadn't read it in a long time. Probably years. But as I began to read, just like all of Florence's books, I was pulled in immediately by the empowerment within its pages. And I love how you can feel and experience the growth of her work, the depth, and the massive vibration of love that's held within each page, and that loving support. You know, we look at a book and, you know, our eyes see a book. But when you hold it in your hand and you close your eyes and you just breathe, with Florence's books, you can feel the magic within it, the energy in which it was written, and the depth of the book. And in this one, The Power of the Spoken Word, it takes Florence's teachings to a new level of mastery, a new level of understanding, and that's exciting. Each of her books speak to your soul differently, at a deeper level, at a greater expansion of the vibration of love that each book was written with. And then every time you pick up one of her books and you randomly open the pages, there's something there for you. On one of those two pages, there's something there that speaks directly to your heart, something that supports you to manage what's happening in your life, something that holds the energy of empowerment, strength, and stamina. And we feel it. We feel it from deep within. And we master the courage and the confidence to move on. To keep going, to grasp with faith of the divinity within that there is something better. There's a possibility of peace and joy right here for us, even if it feels like our peace and joy has deserted us. This is the magic of Florence's teachings. And this is our intention for this class. To take Florence's teachings to heart and to expand into the awareness of the energy within you, the power within you to create and live your fulfilled version of your square of life. Having released the need to worry and stress about life, to leave behind in your rearview mirror all the stress that's come before, and to exist in a beautiful state of peace. Of love of the highest order, as one with the divinity within. Now, as with all my classes, excuse me, I work with the angelic realm and Florence's spiritual energy. So please be open to their whispers of support as you learn to work with their energy too. And as a student of Florence, you know that her teachings are based on the flow of energy, overcoming the programmed energy of fear to be the vibration of love energy from within to without, meaning that we begin the changes we want to see in our lives from within, healing the pain of the past to live in the magical present of this moment. With no fear of the future, only excited expectation. Now, as we move through this class each week, please set your intention to leave behind what doesn't serve you, whether that be thought patterns, beliefs, material things, or people, and be open to a new thought. Be open to a new way of being that opens the way for peace, for love and joy in your heart, for that love and joy that your heart longs for. Open the way for it to take root and to flourish as your new way of living your life from a state of peace, of love, and of joy. Now, whether consciously or subconsciously, you've already set these wheels in motion, the movement of energy. And now it's time to formally anchor it. Be aware that with an expansion of energy comes the contraction. And know that a contraction of energy is only feedback. Feedback of what you need to look at to shift from the pain of your headspace to your heart space, where all things are possible. And with this movement of energy, your life can take on a feeling of being on a roller coaster, up and down. Don't let this alarm you. If something comes up, reach out, ask questions. I'm here to support you to understand what the contractions are about and how to manage them to create a higher outcome. So don't be shy about asking for help. We're all in this together, and to support you in the best way possible, you need to ask your questions. So please ask. This is our safe, sacred space. Know that any question you ask will support everyone else, even me. So ask. It's safe for you to ask for help, and it's safe for you to ask your questions. I'm here to support you, so let me ask the questions that come up for you. Okay, so this is how our calls will flow. First, I'll share some admin information or details, and then we'll begin our class with a prayer to create our safe, sacred space. And then I'll unpack the class chapter, diving deeper into Florence's timeless teachings. Plus, I'll give you techniques and action steps to apply her concepts and improve your life. And sometimes we'll experience a guided meditation, and then we'll recap before we complete. And then if you have any questions, I'll answer those. Okay, so let's see our admin info. This masterclass is experiential. Your homework is to apply what you're learning every day. And when you're actively applying what you're learning, the universe will reveal to you what's been holding you back. Any energy that's been between you and improving your life. And it may reveal it to you. It may reveal it to you through some form of adversity. Again, don't be alarmed by this. Reach out for help when this happens. I'm here to support you. Okay, number two. I trust that you've seen the Masterclass Central webpage. I'll be adding the recordings of our calls there within 24 hours of the call completing. So let me know if you have any questions about the webpage, and there will be a link to the webpage in every email from here forward. Okay, number three. I want to encourage you to use the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook every day. And it doesn't matter if you're using the paperback version that you can get from Amazon, or if you're using the PDF, if you've printed it out and you've put that in a notebook, or if you're just looking at it and filling out your own notebook. Doesn't matter how you're using it, just use it. Use the daily journal pages every day. They are priceless at supporting you to see where you're using your energy and where you're not, and helping you to overcome that. Okay, so all that information, the PDF, and how you can order from Amazon, if you want to do that, you don't have to. You can just use the PDF that's on the Masterclass Central webpage. Okay, number four. I'm undecided about a new Facebook group. We may just use a messenger chat instead. And I'll let you know what I decide on that. Number five, One last thing, I want to encourage you to make the conscious effort to focus on your breathing. And I say this in all my classes, focus on your breathing, because our typical way of breathing is shallow. And then when we're stressed, we're holding our breath. Or if you're like me and you're sitting at your desk and you're focusing, it's like, when was the last time you actually took a deep breath? Because I'm sitting here holding my breath. I set a timer on my desk for every 15 minutes to take a deep breath. And it makes all the difference in the world in maintaining clarity of thought and my body not getting so tired. You know, when we breathe shallowly, our body doesn't get the oxygen that it needs. And when we're holding our breath, it's like trying to commit suicide. Subconsciously, we're holding our breath. All our body parts, especially our brain, they need oxygen. And so many times, we're just breathing enough to keep living. So please, take deep breaths throughout your day. And the more consistently you do that, you retrain your vagus nerve to take deeper breaths. Okay, that's all the admin info that I have. So let's just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. Open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. Open the way for us to expand our awareness, to sink with that higher consciousness of the divinity within, and open the way for us to understand and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each deep breath, fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so now we'll get into our class content. Today we begin with the first chapter, Weapons You Know Not Of. This time when I started reading, this book spoke to me in ways it had never spoken before. You know, all of Florence's teachings lead to one thing: raising the energetic vibration of our subconscious and conscious to align with the vibration of our superconscious, to achieve that level of poise as one with the divinity within. And this first chapter lays a beautiful, sorry, my voice is just a second. I don't know why my voice is so hoarse today. So this first chapter lays a beautiful foundation for this alignment. So let's just dive right into it. In this chapter, Florence reveals how the subconscious is power without direction. Therefore, it's easily impressed by negative, passionate, or intense emotions. And when those powerful emotions stem from something that happened to us when we were children, they set an ugly foundation for our life. And when we're children and we experience something that's traumatic, painful, intense, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know what to do with all that painful energy because we're children. And because we're children, we don't have the capacity or understanding to process through the emotions. So we bury them in the subconscious in order to survive. Now, an example of this can be emotional or physical abuse, betrayal, abandonment, some form of neglect, severe embarrassment, experiences that result in our feeling like we're not good enough, not deserving, not worthy, feelings of being unimportant, sometimes feeling like we're not lovable, and sometimes we're left with feeling like it would be better if we just didn't exist. So we take on the belief that life is easier if we're invisible. Now, all of these things that I've described are painful. And because we're children, we don't know what to do with all that pain. So we bury it deep into the subconscious and we just do our best to keep our heads down and survive. And then as we grow up, more negative life experiences prove that we're not good enough. We're not worthy, not deserving to be happy. And that programming gets locked into our subconscious because our subconscious is power without direction. And the cycle continues. And these experiences, they subconsciously give the subconscious direction. And that direction is laced with fear. Fear of being hurt again, of being hurt more. Plus, these experiences push us further away from God, feeling separate because we're in pain and our heart knows from deep within that God is love. And this doesn't feel like love. So we feel separated. We feel alone. And we start looking for God, that feeling of being loved and accepted. We start looking for it outside ourselves. And those experiences that are proof that we're not good enough just keep happening. And we don't know it, but we can never be alone. For the divinity resides within us. Through our third level of consciousness, the superconscious higher self. In this state of being, we are one with God. We are the likeness of God. The love that is the essence of God is our essence too. We are the love essence of God as one. But we live in a physical world where our consciousness inhabits a human body. A place where the subconscious is impressed with what our consciousness cannot handle. Because the consciousness is trying to protect us. Because something happened. Something surprising, something painful. And our body goes into the fight or flight survival mode. So there's no time to deal with the impassioned emotions. So they're stuffed into the subconscious to be dealt with when we're out of survival mode. And unfortunately, once we're out of survival mode, and that could be days, weeks, or months later, the last thing we want to do is look at painful emotions that we've stuffed into our subconscious because they're painful. So we just keep going. And that programming is locked in. Now, here are a few points of the human programming that Florence spoke of, the programming that's in our subconscious. Praying in desperation for something we want from a state of fear. Our lack of trust in things we cannot see, yet believing in the reasoning or analytical mind. Subconscious disharmony in our mind, which leads to disease in our body. And thinking negative thoughts and holding ourselves in judgment. And then Florence sums up the result of that programming in this statement. You have built up a fixed idea that life is hard and filled with disappointments. You will meet these thoughts as concrete experiences in life, for out of the imaginations of the heart come the issues of life. When we look deeper at these statements, Florence is pointing out to us that we create our life through our own energy. Whatever the dominant energy our body is holding is the vibration of our life experience. Our life mirrors the energy within us. If we're in a state of worry, we magnetize or mirror back to us experiences that generate more to worry about. If we're in a state of anxiety, we magnetize to us experiences that create more anxiety. If we're vibrating in a state of lack, we magnetize to us experiences that create more lack. This is how the imaginations of the heart come to be the issues of life as concrete experiences. So, if this is a true statement, then being in the opposite vibrational state of love means we would attract like a magnet experiences that create more love. But first we need to overcome those negative, painful programmings of not being good enough at some level. We have to overcome that to be happy, to shift into that vibration of love. So let's look at praying for something we want from the state of fear-filled desperation. Florence talks about praying desperately for something we want and focusing on how we'll receive what we want, limiting God's delivery. This is like putting on the gas while applying the brake. How can God move forward? How can delivery of what we want be achieved? And why are we praying in fear? Don't we trust God to deliver? Is it because someone who is in a place of trust let us down? Abused us? Did someone we looked up to do something that made us feel not good enough? And as a result, we have no trust. Because not only are we not good enough, but life experiences have taught us that we can't rely on others. The only one we can rely on is ourselves, and we're wandering around lost, trying to stay invisible, trying to reach some level of acceptance so we can just breathe again. So can we really rely on ourselves? Maybe not when we're in a fear vibration. And we're there because we're too fat or too thin, we're too short or too tall, we're not smart enough or too smart. We just don't fit. And any attention is good attention, right? Maybe. No matter how bad it is, because we're looking for that feeling of being loved, that feeling of being as one with the divinity within, reconnecting to that love of the heavenly realms from whence we came. We're searching for that. But we can't find it. So we take in the negativity, the pain of life experiences, and we integrate those feelings into our body. We integrate those negative thoughts that become beliefs. And we bury them and create a foundation of sand that is so hard to stand on because it just keeps shifting. So we lean and we tilt and we try so hard, but happiness is fleeting. It's hard to hold on to. So we create habits, trying to maintain a flow, even though the flow is negative, It's familiar. And when something happens in our life that changes our routine, oh my God, it's change. And we freak out. Because even though we're not happy with our life, we need familiar. And change isn't familiar. So how do we change all of this and create a new life? A life that fulfills our square of life. Florence reminds us of the joyful expectancy of children. She reminds us to shift our energy out of fear to love. And we can begin this transition by consciously being aware of our energetic flow and consciously choosing to be the love vibration. She reminds us to love ourselves. For years, I struggled to get my mom's acceptance. Acceptance that I was okay. That there wasn't anything wrong with me. And then I finally learned that I don't need anyone's acceptance, but my own. And no matter who you are, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you're a beautiful spiritual being of love and light, and no one can take that from you. Accept the love that you are, that you're perfect in every way, as one with the divinity, and that divinity resides within you. You know, we judge ourselves harshly. We think about ourselves harshly. You'd never tell God that those pants make his behind look fat. Of course not. You would love and accept God. So love and accept yourself as the beautiful spiritual being that you are. Perfect in every way. When you shift out of the fear energy to love energy, your life changes from the inside out, including the very makeup of your body. When you shift to the vibration of love, a chemical reaction happens in your body. Germs cannot exist in the love vibration. And there's scientific proof of this. Dr. Joe Dispenza's work involves the vibrational state of the human body, shifting it from fear to love. I don't know if that's the way he would describe it. That's exactly what he's doing. Now, in his healing programs, they take blood samples before and after, as well as all the instruments that they use to watch the way the brain reacts. They also look at the blood. And one man was really sick when he got there. And by the end of the program, he was healthy. Dr. Joe's facilitators decided to give the man's blood samples COVID. The blood they took when the man got there and he was really sick, boy, that blood just soaked up the COVID. And under the microscope, they could see the sample was very sick with COVID. And then they gave COVID to the healthy blood sample that was taken at the end of the program when the man's body was filled with the vibration of love and he was well. That blood, that sample, rejected the COVID. There was such an insignificant amount of COVID in the love blood sample that it would test negative for COVID. Proof that germs can't stick to the love vibration in the human body. Now, physical world programming causes disharmony in the body and the mind. Inharmonious thoughts in the brain wreak havoc. There is no clarity of thought. The brain is like an electrical storm of thoughts firing all over the place. But when we shift from fear to love, we can take deeper breaths. We can quiet our thoughts. We take control of not only the vibration of our energy, but the path of our thoughts and beliefs. We can clearly see that thoughts and beliefs we once held onto with both hands don't serve us, and that we are good enough to be, do, and have what we want. When we shift our vibration to love, we overcome fear and we create a new life, a life based in the love vibration where all things are possible. When we shift the consciousness to a basis of love vibration, we open the way to release the pain and trauma buried in the subconscious. The love vibration opens the way to impress the subconscious with a new state of being, rewriting old programming, thought patterns, and beliefs. And as a result, we don't feel the need to think ourselves out of situations. Instead, we flow in ease and grace with open consciousness to take in solutions and opportunities and to follow the guidance of action steps to create a higher outcome. And a really good way to calm the out-of-control thoughts of the mind is to meditate. And I have a meditation for us today. But before we do that, here are 9 ways that we can achieve that love vibration. Number 1, consciously choose to be the love vibration. Number 2, embrace gratitude. Number 3, accept who you are, a divine being as one with God. Number 4, accept what your life is in this moment and accept the fact that you have the power to create a higher outcome. Number 5, use your power from this space of love. Number 6, consciously choose to understand that adversity is feedback to achieve a greater level of understanding of being love energy. Number 7, take your foot off the brake when you pray. Pray in gratitude of having already received what you wish to experience. Number 8, trust in the divinity within you to always have your back. And number 9, love your body. It deserves your love and respect. Honor yourself. When you practice these 9 action steps daily, you'll find yourself rapidly expanding into the divine plan of your life. The divine plan being your fulfilled square of life. The Game of Life Manifesting Playbook will support you to implement these action steps daily. And as you improve each day, you'll be aware of when your energy dips, so you can course correct. You'll recognize the energy of negative thought patterns and have the power to stop them in their tracks. And when those negative beliefs come up, you'll be looking at those and changing that energy. Because I don't believe that anymore. So you rewrite those subconscious records. You'll see the revelation of those negative beliefs for what they are: gifts of discernment that will set you free from the past. And that door will be open to rewrite those subconscious records that sabotage you and hold you back from living the life that's yours by divine right, your version of your fulfilled square of life comes to be. And when you use this statement, let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs from that high vibration of love energy, the universe delivers. Your life changes from within to without, and you live your life as one with the divinity within. So let's look at the 9 action steps again. Consciously choose to be the love vibration. Take a deep breath and consciously choose. It's just that simple. Personally, I find that on the exhale, tension flushes from my body. Number 2, embrace gratitude. You may say, I'm always grateful for the blessings in my life, and that's great. But do you feel the gratitude as a state of being in your body, as a vibration? Think of the happiest you've ever been and embrace that state to your heart and feel the gratitude of it. Accept who you are, a divine being as one with God. You may have held the belief that you need the acceptance of others to be okay, and like me, struggled to get it, but you didn't feel like you ever really got there. Truth is, the only acceptance you need is your own, and that starts today. Accept who you are and that you are perfect, just as you are. Number 4, accept what your life is in this moment and accept the fact that you have the power to create a higher outcome. When we don't like something about our lives and we're struggling to create something better, an internal battle is raging within us. We want something different and we don't have it. Our superconscious knows we deserve something better, while our subconscious is screaming, no, I have proof of not deserving. When we accept what our life is in this moment, that battle stops. And remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement. Acceptance simply means just that, acceptance of what is. And that acceptance of the power within you opens the way to create something better. Number 5, use your power from this space of love. Consciously choose to use your power from the vibration of love and miracles manifest. When you make this conscious choice through the love vibration, that still small voice of intuition speaks to you in ways you can understand. Number 6, consciously choose to understand that adversity is feedback to achieve a greater level of understanding of being love energy. You live in a human body. Adversity is going to happen. Your reaction determines the outcome. When you view adversity from the curiosity of seeing it as feedback, your intuition will guide you to the next action step to create a higher outcome. Number 7, take your foot off the brake when you pray. Pray in gratitude of having already received what you wish to experience. Embrace the feelings and emotions of gratitude to have already having what you wish to experience when you pray. And God is free to use the weapons you know not of to deliver your request. Number 8, trust in the divinity within you to always have your back. The ideas of what you want to be, do, and have didn't come from your imaginations. And just so you know, I finger quoted imagination. The ideas of what you want to be, do, and have are whispered from your superconscious higher self, from the realm of your limitless field of potentiality. Scientists call this the quantum field, where all the desires of your heart are possible, because that's where the desire came from. So yes, the divinity always has your back. Number 9, love your body. It deserves your love and respect. Honor yourself. When you love your body, it's easier for your body to hold the vibration of love. Loving your body firmly anchors the love vibration. See yourself as your angels do, with pure love. Okay, so let's implement these 9 action steps with a shift to love vibration. Shift love meditation. If this is the first time you've experienced a meditation with me, this is how it will flow. We begin by quieting our mind chatter using a technique I learned from Deepak Chopra, and it's used with permission of the Chopra Center. There are 4 sections to this technique, so please pay attention to them. And there are 4 questions. Don't try to answer. Life will move you into the answers. When you embrace each section of this technique, your mind chatter quiets and the way is open to connecting with the superconscious higher self. And then we'll move into the body of the meditation. Okay, so let me get the music started here. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. Repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity and see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. It's one with the divinity within. And now I integrate all this love. repeat after me. I embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils, the water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center, to wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. When you change your energy, your life experiences change with it. When you release anxiety and fear, miracles happen. So let's recap. Now we can clearly see how we've been programmed to live our lives in fear, beginning when we were children and didn't know how to process life experiences. And then as we grew older, we continued to have experiences that proved to us that at some level, we weren't good enough to live our fulfilled square of life. Now we understand more clearly how we create our life through us, and that how our belief that life is hard and filled with disappointments created these experiences as our reality. And with this knowledge of the power within us, we now have action steps to overcome this programming and shift our energy to sync with our superconscious higher self, where all things are possible. And by implementing the action steps and meditation, we use the power within us to create a higher outcome in all areas of our life. When you embrace the love that is your essence, you set yourself free from fear and programming of the past to create and live your new happy life. You get to choose what you feed your body energetically. Will it be more fear? Or will it be love, reconnecting with the love that is your essence, that very essence of the divinity within? Which will it be? Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love, you are light, you are limitless. You are one with the divinity within. So before we complete here, your homework is to read the next chapter, I Give Unto You Power, and put into active practice the tools we've discussed. Consciously choose to be love energy and set your intention to be aware of your energy and course correct when you feel your energy dipping back into fear. And write in your Game of Life manifesting playbook every day. Use those daily journal pages. And whether you're using the paperback playbook or you're writing in a blank notebook using the playbook PDF as your guide, do it. Write in your journal every day, those daily journal pages. Writing out your experience and intention every day changes your life. It will support you to show you where you are and where you aren't using your energy. And it's never too late to start using your energy. Okay, so this completes our first class.